For this week's edition of Farmer Friday, it's a little bit different as they're not talking about plants, corn or beans or hay. It's a particular species of animals. And so you're a rarity in our edition of Farmer Friday. You guys deal with only livestock. You don't have any crops, which is kind of interesting to talk about. But you're in the sheep industry. Talk a little bit about how you and your brother got involved with that.
Our grandpa gave him 11 ewes when he was 10, 15 years old, and he just always had them. And he showed more cattle when he showed. And then we always had sheep kind of on the side, and then it got to the point where we was buying some bucks and selling some 4-H lambs. And then it's like if you're going to feed 20 of them and have babies, you always made room for 40. Then 40 turned into 120. 120 turns into 240. And then it just kept going, because if you can sell them, he's doing good selling them to 4-H kids and stuff. And but the most, it was about 600 head, the most that there was around here and stuff, at the most that we had at one time and stuff. And we lambed from basically Christmas time to May and stuff. Or it was nonstop, and I would stay in the barn till 4 in the morning. Mike would come down at 4:20, and then I'd come back down 9:30 in the morning, and we'd go back and do chores.
Really amazing stuff there. A lot of labor involved into that, and some success, and we'll get into that here in a little bit. Talk about the breeds. Are you straight purebred or crossbred? Talk about that.
More probably 25, 30 years ago, there was probably more Suffolk. Them are the black face, black leg, no leg wool on them and stuff. And then everybody started kind of using some more Hampshires, and they're more woolly faced, woolly legged. And then now these days here, they're all hamp cross sheep basically and stuff, where there is still like the purebred sheep, and then there's weather sires, but the purebred Suffolk, I mean, there's not too many of them around anymore. For the market lambs, the 4-H stuff, there's very, very few just straight Suffolk sheep out there anymore, or people doing that, going that route anymore. Basically, everything is all hamp cross, because you try to get them as fuzzy-legged, get their appearance right and stuff, and they'll be fuzzy-faced and white-wooled and stuff. So that's a big change from now till 20 years ago, you know.
Tune in at 5 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear the rest of that interview with my edition of Farmer Friday exclusively here on KIIC.